It is time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. Well, it's going to be green, green, green at the end of the month. There is an environmental summit coming up on, I want to say, March 28th, a Thursday, called Our Planet, Our Future. Mary Franz is the organizing director of IMPERG here on the UMD campus, and she joins us to give us some more information. Hey, Mary. Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So this is going to be quite a conference. There is a lot of there are a lot of fascinating guests, many from campus, other folks coming in from other places all over the country. And the focus is lofty, claiming responsibility, identifying solutions, and stepping up to take action where it concerns climate change. In your opinion, what is the importance? What is it critical that people accept responsibility, or is that just kind of course, you know, of course people, you know, of course people contribute to climate change or have caused climate change?
Yeah, and I think we've just gone along doubting it for too long, and I don't think we really have a choice anymore. And so I think it's our, not only our responsibility, but our duty to make sure that the world continues going on. So I'm super excited to get together with minds all over the Midwest to really combat this issue together.
So tell me a little bit about who some of the speakers are going to be at the conference. You're bringing in folks with a lot of different backgrounds and perspectives.
Yeah, so we've got some local ones like Tone Lanzillo, who now works in the loaves and fishes community, but is an environmentalist working on a project where he's going to walk to Washington, D.C. to fight this in just a few short weeks. And we've got Libby Bent from Duluth for Clean Water, speakers from the climate strike, students who are participants in organizing the climate strike in both Minneapolis and in Duluth. And then we've got people spanning all the way to, like, Tansy Moore from North Dakota. We've got a huge list of speakers from both the panel and the breakout. So there'll be someone from everyone, whether you think very analytically and scientific or very eco-feminist and want to get a movement starting.
Well, and of course, we just talked to Jordan Moses a few moments ago about how to start an effective movement, or at least some tips for starting an effective movement. So a person could basically listen to these interviews back to back and be pretty well prepared with the toolkit to move forward. What are you, obviously, this is such a huge issue. It's a complex issue. In some senses, it's a simple issue. It's simple. What do they say? It's simple, but it isn't easy. It seems as though many of the people slash organizations, though, that are in a position to make the most substantive change are inaccessible to regular people. Heads of large corporations, governmental figures, and either they're not talking to the little people, or they're not concerned. They're making a lot of money doing what they're doing, and they're not really interested in changing. With that being said, how do you try to make substantive change facing those barriers?
You know, I think it's easy to look at leadership and say, who am I to make a difference in this movement? But then I think you can look at the other side, and we all play a role in this environment, and every decision that we make has an impact that will last for generations. And so I think it's changing the conversation and really looking at the behavior science of why we as individuals know that climate change is an issue and know that our actions are being damaging to the environment around us. But still don't choose to make a difference, whether it be acknowledgement of what's going on or understanding the racism that goes along with environmental and economic issues. But then there's the other side where it's, you know, legislators represent you, and so you need to nag them. And if you really try really hard to reach out and extend and push, you know, people get really annoyed of people pushing, and so they start to react. And so I think that's where we're at. We're coming together as citizens You know, we're not a big company or organization. We're just students, and we really want a difference. And now we have over 300 registrars to come together for this summit just because students said, let's come together for a summit. So I don't know.
It sounds pretty encouraging, actually. Well, and again, Jordan referenced when he talked just a few moments ago about the idea that if you don't change minds and you don't change culture, you can perhaps legislate something, but you do need to change the minds and the culture, because if you just legislate something, people will find a way around that legislation. It sounds as though perhaps the way climate change will go is that the minds and the culture will change first, and then perhaps the lawmakers, the heads of the big corporations, will have no choice but to follow suit.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the first step. I mean, you see we doubt it all the time, but you see the components of change already, whether it be like how many people are carrying water bottles or totes or just the conversation starting. That's a huge step. And even like talking about the ozone hole many years ago, now reduced aerosol cans and we're healing the ozone layer. And so if there's steps being taken, we just got to keep pushing forward.
I think perhaps we lose sight of some of these small incremental steps that we are making in the right direction. I think I heard something on the news the other day about how there is less of a market for coal. People are turning more and more to renewable energy because they can sort of, you know, maybe read the handwriting on the wall about coal, and how consumer attitudes are asking for renewables instead of some of these other fuel sources. So I think we need to remind ourselves maybe more often that we have made a difference, that there are areas where we're moving in the right way?
Yeah, I definitely think it's not only reminding ourselves, but reminding each other, being like, it can be the simplest action by saying, like, congrats to your friend or, like, good work for bringing something simplistic or bringing up a conversation. But it also can be, like, staring at the mirror at the end of the day and saying, you know what, I was the one that spoke up. And I think that's a huge thing that can change the way that we think about climate change.
Well, Mary, we will get a link set up on our website so that folks can find out more information about the Our Planet, Our Future Environmental Summit. It is happening March 28th from 2 to 8 p.m. It's going to take place at the DEC. And as I mentioned, we'll get a link set up on our website so it will be easy for folks to find more information. Mary, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mary Franz is the organizing director of IMPERG, the Minnesota public. It's a public interest research group here on the UMD campus. And again, a link will appear on our website so interested folks can get more information.